Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Yes, my dear friends, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst and I bring you, with my guests every week, or three times a week actually, the latest galactic news, all related subjects like disclosure and the event are being broadcast on this station. And my guest today is a very dear friend, somebody I highly recommend to read her messages. Her name is Veronica Ford Keen and she is a lovely woman with a very, very, very beautiful heart. Welcome to the show, Veronica.
Thank you so much, Martin, for that lovely introduction.
Yes. You are actually breaking up a bit, Veronica. But let's try. Can you say, well, if people are not familiar with your messages, you are channeling your husband, your husband's soul, his energy. And every Monday you publish one of those messages, and I must say they are very informative and very interesting to read. But can you share with the listeners how it all started?
Yes, I do. My husband was being filmed speaking at the Royal Society of Art in London in 2004, January 2004. As he spoke, his voice faltered and he died. I was sitting next to him. And you can imagine it was one big shock.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Rupert Sheldrake was with us, and he came to the hospital, you know, because the body had to be taken to the hospital to be declared dead. Well, Monty started doing things, even though he had been dead for a few hours. He was moving and couldn't understand. There were two doctors in the room and couldn't understand how this person could do this. And he was in communication with me from the moment he died. For the first 3 weeks, he came to bed with me every night. And then he said I didn't need that anymore because it took too much energy for him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 weeks after he died, he materialized at a seance and spoke in his own voice and said that he wished to continue his work and would work with me. And he then asked me if I would sit with him on a Sunday and allow him to write through me. And at first I was a bit worried about this. And it just flows.
Wow.
And he comes through in seance, obviously. It's
today, Veronica, he spoke about saying we don't hear you.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. 2 days after in a row. Okay, we are back on the air now.
Good. Good.
Okay, so Veronica and I were talking, if you missed us, we were talking about the energy from Monty, that it's so beautiful, and that it, like, he's with me when I read the messages that Veronica is posting, and also about the awakening of the population, that so many people are waking up now. It's very hopeful to see this.
Yes, it is, because we have been controlled for so long. We've not known anything else except control. And it's very hard for people to step away from that control and free their minds of it,
mm-hmm,
and move forward into the light.
Exactly. Because light is truth and truth is love.
Exactly. Exactly. We have to do this.
Yes.
We are the architects of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be brave and do things that we never dreamed of doing or never planned consciously to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we agreed to do this before we came on Earth.
Exactly.
Everyone on Earth right now has chosen to be here this time to take the world forward into the light.
It is the most important time ever occurred in history today.
Right. We are making history.
Yes, we are.
And it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Yes, and your messages, Veronica, are really helping many people to wake up. And there is not one message that I miss. I read them on the Galactic Free Press, which is a very good website for news related to the new paradigm and everything related to it, and as soon as it's out, it's posted there, and it's a pleasure for me, and looking forward every Sunday, looking forward when the message comes out, and I sit down and I drink a coffee and I listen some music and I absorb the message.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
It's translated into 18 languages every week.
Mm. I know, on galacticchannelings.com, I think. Kees de Graaf, my friend from the Netherlands, he has a website. Do you know galacticchannelings.com?
Yes, I do.
It's translated into many languages.
That's right.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's so wonderful, you know, Martin, when I get emails from Korea, China, Russia. All waking up. Isn't that wonderful?
It's beautiful. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it must give you hope to receive all those emails from those people all over the world.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Yes. And I believe you also have a website, the Montesquieu Foundation.
Yes, www.montesquieu.com.
Ah yeah, montesquieu.com. And yes. I saw on your website that you also did an interview with Miles Johnston.
Oh, Miles is a friend. I've done 2 interviews with him.
Yes, he's also a dear friend of mine because, you know, Veronica, every summer I go to Wiltshire to see the crop circles.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's amazing. And this summer I was in Glastonbury.
Uh-huh.
And I bumped into Miles. He was standing in front of a pizzeria.
Yes.
And because I have done 2 interviews with him as well.
Uh-huh.
And he was just standing there in the corner of the street. I said, "Hey, Miles." And then he made a joke. He pulled up his jacket and he said, "They found me." It's such a love with him. He goes very deep into the information, but he also has a very good sense of humor, and that's what I like.
I know. He's quite a character. I like Miles a lot.
Yes, me too. And you know, the beautiful thing is that all the people that are on the forefront of the awakening process, we all know each other.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, we are like a family.
That's right.
Yeah.
And see, it's when people come together, that's when we succeed. But we're all encouraged to sit in our little homes, watching television. Oh my goodness. And the television is mind-controlling us.
Yes. Very strongly.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I sometimes watch the news just to know what's going on.
You know what they're lying about?
How many things, but I hate the war propaganda. Always the first breaking news is always about violence and war.
Yes.
And do you know, Veronica, that on CNN there is a program called World Report, and the WR from World Report are spelled graphically in such a way that when you see it, you see war.
Yes.
You don't see World Report, you see WAR, war.
Yes.
Every hour on CNN.
They want us to accept war as normal.
Mm-hmm.
As a normal part of our lives. Well, it is not.
It's not at all. It's absurd. It's absurd.
Killing is never acceptable.
Never.
It just makes a lot of money for the people who run our world.
Yes.
And it's just a money-making machine.
I know. And besides that, if you constantly feed people with violent messages,
right,
they become in fear, and and that stops them to ascend into higher vibrations.
Just remember what David Icke has always said when he was asked, "Why haven't they killed you, David?" And he says, "Because I don't fear them."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "The moment I fear them, they'll kill me."
Yep, exactly.
And that's how I live. David insisted on explaining all this to me when I first started. And he said, "Never, ever fear them."
Yep. I don't fear them. I have a three weekly program. I mean, three programs a week.
Yeah.
With radio, with interesting guests like yourself, Veronica, like Cobra, like many others. Mike Quincy was on the show, Sheldon Idle.
Uh-huh, wonderful.
Yeah. But I keep doing what I'm doing because I love it. And I love to spread the word out.
That's right.
And help people like yourself to get more audience to your messages.
Thank you.
Yes.
The message is you know, so important. Step away from the control system. Look at it clearly. And once you begin to see it for what it is, it's so easy to step away from it.
Yes, exactly. By the way, Veronica, can we talk a bit about today's message from your loving Monty?
Yes, but you've got to understand, I write it. It's like dictation.
Mm-hmm.
But you will need to remind me because it doesn't come from my mind, I don't always remember.
Yes, understandably. Yeah. I will just, if you don't mind, I will read it for the listeners live.
Okay.
Yes. Like this, they know where we're talking about. Yes. Just have to scroll down a bit here. It's showtime. So many messages today on the Galactic Free Press, you know?
I know. I have been out, I'm afraid. I haven't had time to...
Okay. Well, the messages are raining in now.
Great.
Yeah. Where are we? I have to go to page 4 to find your message, Veronica.
Oh.
Oh, here it is.
Yes.
Montesquieu, November 10, 2013. Your planet is about to change. We talked about Project Bluebeam some time ago. Governments are now making decisions as to whether to go ahead with it. They are trying to buy time, but I can assure you, it will backfire on them. The majority of people are aware of Project Bluebeam, and they will see through it, no matter how impressive they make it. The way the government see it, desperate situations require desperate measures. Your friends from Andromeda are fully aware of what is happening, and they are planning to arrive on Earth to expose what the governments are doing in order to try to hang on to control. The Andromedans have prepared everything that your world could possibly need to free you from the domination and control of the Cabal. You have nothing to fear from the Andromedans. They are fellow beings of light. They want to reunite with you once more. Be prepared for many changes that you will have to quickly adapt to. When you are fully in the light, you will wonder how you ever survived in the extreme darkness of your controlled imprisonment. You have not yet begun to understand just how controlled you are. Isn't that true, Veronica?
Oh my goodness, that is so true.
Yes. Hold on a second, I just have to fix something here. Hold on. Sorry about the inconvenience.
Okay,
I continue here with the message. Hold on a second, I have to connect the wire. Okay, now it works.
Good.
Okay. You have nothing to fear from the Andromedans. They are fellow beings of light. They want to reunite with you once more. Be prepared for many changes that you will have to quickly adapt to. When you are fully in the light, you will wonder how you have survived in the extreme darkness of your controlled imprisonment. You have not yet begun to understand just how controlled you are. You have always just accepted it as a norm. It is time to look at the small print. You do not own your house, your car, or your children. You are charged taxes on every conceivable thing that you can accept it without question. Now, as you begin to see with unblinked eyes, you will wonder how you could have ever have accepted this control as normal. We talked about that before, Veronica.
Yeah.
Freedom is precious, my friends. You will value your newfound freedom to think, to act, to believe, to go, and to be whatever you choose to be. A whole new way of life is opening up before you, which will be the greatest adventure of your lives on earth. Your world will come together as one, and you will notice, my dear, that suddenly you'll receive emails from many different parts of the world, from people who are all experiencing the same thing. Take note of this, as it is an important step forward. The synchronicity will confirm the truth that humanity has stepped into the light. And Veronica, I just want to clarify to the listeners that when he addresses you, he means you, Veronica. And
you've got company.
He does, yes.
What was this?
Oh, that's my computer. It does that every now and then.
Okay. all right. Well, that's interesting. But anyway, I love the way that Monty addresses you and shares it, and you share it also with the readers, and that makes the whole message very personal and I'm very close to you as a person who is receiving the message. We all feel close to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I continue with the next paragraph here.
Yes.
This is what you have been working towards for quite some time. The next 4 months should bring about some of the changes that need to happen. Yay. It would cause too much disruption for you to cope with if everything happened at once. That could cause chaos, and you don't need that. We will try to do everything in an orderly fashion so as to not to confuse you. I have no doubt your world is about to change out of all recognition. It will become a joy to be on earth. All the false prophets who have preached hellfire and damnation will disappear into oblivion very quickly. The only religion you will choose to acknowledge is the religion of love, as was taught in ancient Ireland. This was condemned and silenced by the Church of Rome. We all know that.
Oh, yes.
Yes. All will be happy to say goodbye to the banks. They are responsible for such misery and suffering. This is what they planned in 1913, when the then US President Wilson sold out the Federal Reserve. He condemned every human being on earth to slavery and corruption. But their time is up. They will no longer be able to operate in an enlightened world. You will find that there are people in place who are prepared to deal with any problems that may occur during this massive changeover. Everything is in place to make it as smooth as possible. Beautiful. You know in your souls that everything will be just fine. Do not allow your logical minds, your controlled minds, to cause you anxiety, pardon me, of any sort. You were all thought to have a logical mind because such a thing is so much easier to control and manipulate. Do not worry, for you will quickly forget all that you were taught in schools and universities. You will joyfully explore the truth of who you are and your connection with the universe. You will become the beings of light that you were prevented from becoming for so long. Never again will you suffer the electronic interference, the pollution of your water, food and air, and the killings and the wars, as everything negative will be removed. Many of the really dark beings will be removed from Earth. Some may even have the darkness removed from them to be replaced by what you call walk-ins, who will take over in order to help the transition. So, if you suddenly see someone who until now you had believed to be totally negative, suddenly behaving reasonably, this may be the cause. for we will have replaced that individual. They have not had a change of heart. We will keep you informed of our actions at all times to avoid confusion. Be positive and know that you are on the right path. Do not be swayed by whatever the cabal does to confuse or frighten you. Trust me, those with the cabal are more frightened of you than you could ever be of them. Their house of cards is tumbling down around their ankles. It is time for them to go. Try not to buy into the Christmas hype, as it only serves to make the cabal richer. Treat it as a family get-together. Christmas, as depicted by Rome, never happened. Jesus was so much more than they want you to believe. The truth of this will be explained when the timing is right for us to do so. You have been lied to for such a long time, so this subject will have to be dealt with. When everything settles down, and you are in a position to listen and accept the truth. There is one who has been entrapped by the cabal in order to prevent him from completing his mission. He needs your love, prayers and protection as he struggles with the attacks that are viciously made on him. He is of the light, and so he was targeted. He struggles to free himself, and with your help, our help, he will do so. By working together, we will make things happen more quickly. Try to understand that we too are impatient. We want to see the light revive your world as soon as possible. And then Monty addresses Veronica. My love, we are able to cusp something of so great. Just know that we will succeed. My love surrounds you always. Your adoring Monty. Thank you, Monty. And thank you for bringing this about, Veronica.
Well, you know, people ask me to describe Monty. And, you know, Monty was love.
Yes.
I never dreamed it was possible to be so happy with another person. There was never a dull moment. He was wonderful. He was good fun. He laughed a lot. But he could be deadly serious.
Oh, yes.
And so he sort of embraced everything, and it was wonderful.
Yes. I see him as a very caring man, a very noble man, very humble also.
Yes, yes, yes. And I didn't realize when shortly after he died, he was saying, you know, it took you so long to find me. And I said, well, what do you mean? It seems we have been together in many, many lifetimes, and it was arranged that I would meet him in this lifetime and that we would marry so that we would create the link to do what we're doing now.
That's beautiful.
And when I was married to him, often I used to say to him, especially in bed at night, who are you, Monty? Who are you really? And he used to smile at me and say, I'm your husband, darling. And I say, yes, I know that. But who are you? And after he died, he said, I was the only person in this lifetime who recognized the fact that he was not just Montague Keane.
No.
And he told me after he died, you are now doing the work you came on earth to do. Everything you did before you met me was incidental. I didn't understand what he was saying at that time. Mm-hmm. I do now.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes courage to do what you're doing and to maintain your work. I must say, I really love what you're doing, and I just feel love right now. I don't know, I'm being touched by your words and by Monty. I feel his energy here, and I just want to share with the listeners that love is the most important thing in the universe, in life.
It is our greatest weapon. If we send out love, my goodness, we change everything.
Yes. And I feel so much love also for the listeners that are listening. They are reliable people that come back 3 times a week to listen to my show.
Yes.
And that's what I do it for, to be a conduit between you, Veronica, and the listeners, so that they can enrich themselves with your messages.
Thank you. Thank you. And people are brought to me. I don't have to go looking for anyone. When Monty tells me I'm working on a project, and, you know, he says, don't worry, my dear, they'll be brought to you. Now, I don't go out much.
No.
I'm sitting here in the study every day, working, researching, doing everything I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow people find me. And it's really interesting how it happens. I'll give you a for instance. I had to go to Ireland last year.
Yes.
Give a couple of talks. And I was told I would meet somebody very important who would help me in my project.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got to the airport that night to come back, I thought, I didn't meet that person. I wonder what happened. And there was a problem with my case, and they insisted on charging me twice as much for it, and I wasn't very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got on the plane, this young man called the air hostesses, and he said he was disgusted at the way I'd been treated,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to give me his business details,
yes.
so I would, if I wanted to take it further, he would stand with me.
Yes.
And I asked him to come and sit with me.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked, I realized he was the person I was supposed to meet in Ireland.
Wow.
You see, this is how it happened.
That's just amazing.
Oh, tell me about it, my dear. That's the way my life is.
And that's synchronicity, right?
I met him sitting on a plane at the airport in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I was told I would meet him in Dublin. And it was really amazing. And this is what happens. If I'm told something will come in to help me do a particular thing, they will find me.
Yes. And Veronica, what is Monty's connection with Ireland, actually?
Well, I'm Irish, as you know.
Yes.
And we used to spend time in Ireland. He loved Ireland very much. But after he died, he began to realize what happened to change everything in our world. The Church of Rome changed the history of our world.
Yes.
And everything that happened in Ireland, they pretended happened in the East. It did not. Ireland is actually the Holy Land.
Yes, that's interesting.
He started giving me all the details and where to look and what to, and I thought, oh my God, I am Irish and I didn't know this.
Mm.
It has been so exciting researching everything. And when Monty wrote that the exodus from Egypt, it was the Irish.
Yes.
And when they were going back to Ireland, a lot of them stayed in Iran. Now, the Iranian government took this seriously, and they checked the DNA, and they found there's a whole area in Iran with Irish DNA.
That's interesting.
Oh, believe me, if one
oh, yeah.
It happened.
Amazing.
And so there are now, at this moment in time, 6 Iranian scientists officially in Ireland studying ancient Irish history, proving what Monty said.
That's just amazing. That's that's interesting.
Exactly.
And you know, Veronica, I've been in Glastonbury. They call it Avalon.
Yes.
But is Glastonbury and Wiltshire also part of the ancient island? I mean, of course it's on the British Isle, but the people that live there, that built Stonehenge, are they related to those people?
Well, now, I'll tell you where they got the stones for Stonehenge. They took them from the hill of Ishnock in Ireland.
Wow.
Exactly. That's where they came from.
And how did they transport them?
Well, you see, in those days, we used sound.
Mm-hmm.
And we had full consciousness.
Yes.
And we knew and understood. We could travel without boats or planes.
I know. And this was also a time when the Galactics were living among us.
That's right. We were part of the universe.
Yes.
And this is what we're going back to.
Yes.
We will become part of the universe again.
Yes, because we have been in quarantine for a long time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we are imprisoned and we just don't realize it.
Hmm. Well, the few people that realize it are the light workers, as you can say it.
Yeah.
And that's why we have such a difficult drama, such a difficult life. Because we realize it. And some people around me, they even don't realize that there is a prison. But the first step is to realize that you are in a prison. Because they set up the system with manipulation, with all the things from the media and pornography and all the terrible things. They did it in such a way, with casinos and everything.
That's right.
That people don't see it. It's a prison.
I know. I know. Everything is controlled.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is. You know, you think you own your own house. You think you own your car. You don't.
No.
Don't own anything.
The bank can always confiscate your house if they want to.
Yeah. But the Irish have challenged that now, and it's wonderful. They've taken the banks to court. And they won.
Yeah. And you know, the things that are happening in Ireland and in Iceland are not reported in the mainstream media, and that's terrible.
Now, the one thing that Monty insists, Ireland is the key that will unlock everything.
Wow.
Once you research Ireland and look, you find the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly everything falls into place.
Yeah, all the pieces of the puzzle.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Because what we were told happened in the East, it did not. It happened in the West.
Yeah.
They changed everything 2,000 years ago.
Wow.
That's when they started planning the big takeover.
Mm-hmm. 2,000 years ago, yeah. Yeah, you know, Veronica, when this is all over and the Galactics are here and disclosure has happened, we will celebrate and I will come to visit you and we'll have a nice a nice party with high tea and everything. We will just enjoy.
Oh, it will be so liberating. It will be so
liberating. You know, I'll be jumping for joy once disclosure happens, where Monty was talking about today. Once it happened, you know, I will be the happiest. We all be, all the light workers, will be the happiest group of people on the planet.
And we must, something very important, we must not even think of revenge.
No.
We do not lower ourselves to their level.
Never to be separated again. We have to forgive. It's very important to forgive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because people who hold grudges and hate and all this sort of thing, they're destroying themselves.
Yeah.
nobody else.
Now, love, as we said, love is the most important weapon. And by the way, when Disclosure comes out, and all the people that have not been following this information, the people that didn't realize that they were in the prison, they will have a hard time. And we'll have a 24/7 job.
That's right.
To calm them down.
That's right.
Yes.
They call it a conspiracy. Well, you know.
It's not a conspiracy, it's the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's understanding the truth, the real history of our world, which was totally, oh my goodness. It was decided in 325 to destroy Ireland and Egypt.
What?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's all there.
Wow.
And that's why the Egyptians have had such major problems ever since, and the Irish, because they're kept down. Because they're the two most ancient races on Earth, and they worked together.
Yeah.
And you will find evidence of ancient Ireland in Egypt, and you will find burial places of ancient pharaohs. Pharaohs, they're buried in Ireland.
Wow.
I grew up living 3 miles away from where Queen Scotia was buried. An Egyptian queen.
How is it? Well, history has been so bended around and manipulated. It's just amazing.
That's right.
Yeah.
The truth is coming out, you see.
Oh, yes, it is. More and more now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can't hide it anymore.
No.
And that's why the Vatican, which is the most evil place on earth, has done so much to destroy Ireland. And, but you know, it takes more than the Vatican to break the Irish people.
Yes. Did the Vatican, was the Vatican also responsible for the Sunday Bloody Sunday thing? And everything that was...
Everything was... Nothing is real. Everything you're told is wrong. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It's appalling what's been done. And in 1152, Pope Adrian gave Ireland, and I have a copy of it, gave Ireland and its people as slaves to the British Crown on condition
what?
That the Irish never find out who they are.
In what year did you say?
1152.
Okay.
But on condition the Irish never find out who they are. Isn't that strange?
Very strange.
Yep.
Veronica, would you like to hear a little piece of music?
Yes.
Okay, I have something... beautiful from Vangelis. He's one of my favorite artists.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Yes. And what I have here is a duet. Actually, Vangelis is playing the synthesizers. And Irene Pappas, he was a singer from Greece.
Yes.
And they have a beautiful song together. And it's called Lamento.
Yes.
Beautiful. Actually, I meant another one. Yeah, this is the one. Yes, unfortunately we are not able to play the whole piece of the music because we still have 9 minutes before the end of the show, and I'm going to talk a bit with you, Veronica.
That's always beautiful, thank you.
Yeah, of course it's beautiful music, but your voice is also very beautiful and important for the listeners.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Can I ask you, Veronica, to say anything that you want to say that I have not asked you, but that you think is important to share with the listeners?
It's very important that we open our minds to that which we cannot see, you know, to the world of spirit,
mm-hmm.
because they are there. They cannot interfere in our lives unless we invite them to. And also the Andromedans, whom I've been in contact with now since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the same thing. They can only come when invited.
Yes.
They have all the technology that we could possibly need to give us. They have promised so much. Oh my goodness, they will answer every need we could possibly have. Delightful. They're very factual. They come with information and they deliver it beautifully.
Yes.
They have prevented the Third World War.
Mm-hmm.
They have done so much. An all-out war. We really ought to be very grateful to them for what they've done.
Yes.
Because, as you know, the governments had planned World War III.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Absolutely livid when they couldn't go ahead with it.
Yes.
And the people who are blocking them are the world of spirit and the Andromedans, and probably people from other planets as well. But I'm in contact with the Andromedans.
Yes. Well, I have always resonated with the Andromedans. Very strongly, also with the Sirians and the Pleiadians, but the Andromedans are really special.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're the nearest planet to us, and they can't wait to share everything with us. I was always told that before I died, I would travel to other planets.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think, oh my goodness, how's that going to happen, you know?
but it is going to happen.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I know it is. And you see, I'm 76.
Wow.
I thought, well, if it's going to happen before I die, you know, well, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, it's a very respectable age. And Veronica, I must tell you that I'm very happy to have you on the show because of your wisdom and your age, you have seen so many things in the world. And you should know that so many people from your age should be so enlightened when they could hear or read your messages.
Yes, but they're frightened.
Yeah, yes.
It's very hard to remove that fear that was ingrained in them from birth.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's criminal.
Yes.
To make them frightened to die.
Yes, because your generation and my parents' generation, my father is 67, but he was born just after the war in Australia. But my grandparents, they have experienced the Second World War.
Yes.
My grandmother was born just after the First World War in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she was a lovely woman. But I know this generation, they need it so much. They need so much love and confidence.
Yes, yes.
But also the young people. I'm in the 30s. I'm 36. But if I look at the youngsters from today, that are 14, 16, 17 years old.
Yes.
they need this. They need this. They need. They're bombarded with information, with computer games and the Matrix and all those things. They don't know where they are. They don't know. It's like a rainforest. They're lost. They need guidance.
But you know, once we have the light, then Monty, and did you know John Mack, Dr. John Mack?
Yes, yes.
John was a dear friend. He was staying with me when he was killed.
Wow.
He was said he'd be back about 11, and he was killed crossing the road. Yeah. So John is in contact with me as well. Because he came here to work on the information coming from Monty.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the piece fits completely. Yeah.
Yes. So those are the two people that bully me.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's important to know who we are and to step into the who we are.
Yes.
We are important beings of light.
Yeah, and we are free. There is a prison, but we have to see the prison and we have to liberate the planet.
And until you see the bars of the prison,
yeah,
that control us, the newspapers, the television.
Mm-hmm. We are removing it step by step.
Yes, education as well.
Education is very important. And I think, I'm sure, that your messages are educating the masses. I'm actually Montage Keen messages.
It's so important for people to realize who they are. They're beings of light.
Yes.
And this is what we're going back to. We're stepping into our power, and it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be amazing. We are eternal beings of light. There is no death. There is only going from one reality to another reality. But we are close to victory, Veronica. I can feel it in every part of my spirit and body that we are very close to victory.
And I will be given a building in every country in the world to re-educate people,
mm-hmm,
into natural medicines, natural foods.
Yes.
All this, Monty has planned every detail of it. And he has brought the, as he calls them, the great minds who have once walked the earth.
Mm-hmm.
They've come here to my home, you know, all spirit, in spirit form.
Yes.
And they are going to work with me in the laboratories that we will create.
Wonderful.
And this is my project. I will have to do this. I know the building that will be given to me in England. But all the other countries will step forward. And in these buildings, spirit will be able to come forth and speak and be seen.
Well, the most beautiful part is yet to come, Veronica.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes. My dear Veronica, why don't you share again your website so that people can find you?
Okay. It's www.montaguekeen.com, or just put Veronica Keen in and you'll find it.
Yes, in Google.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. People will find it. We have come to the end of the hour, and in the next hour I will transmit a radio show from last week that you can listen to. It's a beautiful show. Veronica, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It's been a pleasure.
And in the next hour I will be transmitting a rerun from another show. But I would like to call you later this week on Skype and discuss how it went, this radio show. And I will also prepare a YouTube version of this interview.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a wonderful pleasure for me. And I feel honored that I could talk to you, Veronica.
It's my honor, my dear, too.
Okay. And we'll talk soon, Veronica.
Of course.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. God bless.
God bless. So stay tuned, my friends. Here is the replay from last week's show. And you're going to enjoy this very much. I love you all. And know that the victory of the light is near.